left there on the third paragraph, yes. Yes. It only makes a comment of the vacancy rate, but there's no commitment as to when we want this vacant post to be filled, to be filled in. There must be a time frame to say within a set period of time there will be maybe a recruitment. And I think the same goes for 1, 2, 3, the paragraph under the bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sorry, no, I kept telling that.
The time if I pose a question, two questions.
Yes.
Under the time frame.
Yes.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Chairperson, this document, it on this page is only highlighting issues that are from the report of the of the department, and I don't see our commanders as a committee. We've got our own ideas that we have made. In fact, our inputs that we have made on a report, of which those issues must reflect to this document. Especially when you look to Program 5, I don't see it, and Program 6, again on page 7,
no,
I don't see that. But the comment, where is the comment then for the committee?
You have 7 months.
The process does not specifically look only at the annual report. It looks at the work of the committee through the year with regards to environment. So what we did is that we pulled out, with regard to biodiversity and conservation, we looked at previous minutes of the committee, and then we took that information and we captured it into this. But if you have further issues that you would like to input here, then it's fine. So I think we have to have that at the back of our minds, that this report is not only focusing on the annual report for this financial year. It's actually all the work that the committee has undertaken with the department and oversight over the department in this last financial year.
In fact, the purpose of doing this, going through this page by page, is to make sure that those things that we think they need to be inserted, we raise them so that when we adopt it with amendments.
Chairperson, what I'm thinking is, previously we spoke about the report, and there were issues that were raised in the report. The time we're dealing with the report, that is annual report and the stuff, as you are saying.
Mm-hmm.
But what I mean is that those things must reflect to each program. If we say administration, according to our assessment, was the administration performing well or there were problems, that input it must reflect under that particular program. But nevertheless, I was just making
no,
that
no.
comment, really.
No, of course. But at the bottom of page 6.
Page 6, yeah.
79,733 person training days were created. I'm not sure what that means. But in a year, we have 363 days. And so how do we arrive at that figure? What exactly are we talking about here? I just need clarity on that.
Shada?
I think what I'm also going to go back and check on that, for which period were they looking at that? Maybe it was for the 3-year period.
Yeah, but even then,
yeah.
Even then, chapter 7, I think that question is still the same. To say, a year has got 365 days. And this sentence, we don't know whether it refers to persons or it refers to
days.
Or to hours.
Yeah.
The composition of the sentence itself could be
hours.
Chairperson, I don't think so. It's a per hour. I think a secretary must be no, yeah, because this before is this table for the cartograph. It's a training day, not to say everyone got a 1 day. Someone is every person got a 5 training days. So the total is at least per year how many training day asked. So yeah, per person how many training day? Because not everyone is a training day same day. Someone 7 days, someone 18 days. So all the training people extra per year is how many training days. So I think the table, he can explain it better. Yeah.
He's
right.
Comrade Chair, yes, it is actually 218 persons that were trained over 365 days. So it gives you 79,733 training days.
I think Chairperson, same page 6, the last bullet on SMMEs.
Yeah.
You know, we have this transformation policy, so it's important for us to get a breakdown in terms of gender and race so that we can monitor if there's progress on this policy, transformation, that all of us do benefit, especially the previously disadvantaged.
Chairperson, I think from page 7, this order, this amount, the figure. We just say the last paragraph, program 1. You can see this allocated total amount is 255037 million. It's 255.037 or the 255037. This is difference. So I think this must be 255 point. You didn't say the point, because other one you got a point. Then the department spend 40,349 million. It's a 40.349 or 40. This is a big difference here. So
we didn't hear with multimillionaires who've been counting money for the rest of their
lives. This is a big amount. There is too much money inside. So I think the chairperson from this page to the I just jumped in at the page 8. This all this amount all wrong. Yeah. So it must be changed. Thank you. Yeah.
Used to help us to finance it. Do you remember?
also all these millions in on page 8.
In under MDG 7, you refer to the country report which was presented yesterday. But
MDG 7.
Yeah, MDG 7. Now, the South Africa country report was presented yesterday. I think some of the committee members were there. But I would like to see perhaps a more urgent statement in this report that we're not going to be achieving that millennium goal, and the department needs to step up its action on that. We are saying here the current indicators suggest that the timetable for implementing MDG 7 will not be met. Now, in the report, it highlights specifically where we are falling short. So either we would say here that the department takes note of the areas of weaknesses as presented in that country report and come up with a plan to start addressing it urgently.
Thank you, Chair. It's just grammatical, and paragraph 1, just below program 6, that next paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth line, personnel in departments oftentimes move funds. That term, just take the times out, it doesn't make sense.
Department?
Often move funds, and take out times. Can I suggest that just before the paragraph on consideration of reports of the Committee of Public Accounts, that last sentence, instead of arise, use the word recur, that these problems do not recur in future.
Sentence now. Through you, Chair.
This department will not.
See, it may be appropriate for the department to clarify these concerns. Do we want them to clarify it or address it? You see, clarify means telling us the reasons for. I think we want them to address these concerns raised by the Auditor General and state how it aims to ensure that these problems do not recur.
Last two words also out. In future can also be taken
yes.
out.
The last paragraph before the bold.
Yeah.
I think we should rework the sentence to say to design plans for the implementation of this legislation. The last line. Yes.
Yeah.
To say to design plans for the implementation of this legislation and enforce it. And also then to we delete as well.
And we should read to design plans for the implementation of this legislation and to enforce it.
Thank you, Chair.
Chair, I just need clarity given this is my second meeting here. The first bullet point now, the second last line, Is their work hampered by inadequate allocation of funds only, or is it also as a result of human resources or the high vacancy rate? Just clarity, is it only about the money, or is it also about that? 14, the last page, the first bullet point. I don't know the history, but I'm just saying, you know, they say they're not realizing their full potential and they're hampered by the inadequate allocation. So is it only monetary allocation or is it also human resources? Yeah, I don't know if you're...
But I think we need to just emphasize that within this department, we're looking at skilled human resources. Because in lots of cases, it's highly technical or highly legalistic as well. So we need to emphasize skilled.
Human resources that is appropriated to people. Oh, well, okay.
No.
Yeah, in that same sentence, I think the word though after potential is tautological.
It's
with
full potential. Oh.
The though and the comma behind it can be taken out. Realizing its full potential and is by admission.
So
the however, the though is tautological,
yeah,
really.
Happy with the amendments. Then is there anyone who's calling for the adoption of this report with amendments? Comrade James?
Chair, I'm adopting. Proposed that moving for the adoption.
Seconder?
Yes.
Ms. Chilean? So therefore, the report has been duly adopted by this committee with amendments. Thanks, and the meeting is therefore adjourned.
Oh yes, there is a sports meeting.